welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord, and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergent zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hi, everyone. Welcome to a new episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. This is Molly McCord, and I am grateful that you are here today and that we can connect in this awesome, special space. Today, I am answering your top spirituality questions. We do this every month because you send in great questions that help each other out. We all can help each other out on our spiritual path, to learn more, to know more, and to be the masters we came here to be, to really be in charge of our energy, our choices, and everything that's involved with creating the life that we truly love. So today I have five questions that I'll be answering. Thank you to everyone who submitted questions this month. As always, you sent in some great questions. So here's a quick peek. We're going to talk about astrology transits, and are they happening to everybody? There's a great question about solar flares and how to take care of yourself when the solar flare energies are so strong. We're going to look at spirit animals and what they are exactly. And then we have a few questions about consciousness. Specifically, how can I add more consciousness to a group, and why am I so afraid in my life? So we're going to answer all five of those, but first I like to give you a few updates, a few announcements about the latest happenings. I was recently a guest on Max Ryan's radio show. He is over on Empower Radio, and we had a wonderful conversation talking about manifesting through astrology, and specifically how Jupiter in your astrology chart shows your natural gifts, rewards, and luck, where things can happen more easily for you. So please go and check out Max Ryan's program that is on Empower Radio, and it's a wonderful talk with him. It was only about maybe 25 minutes, and it just flew by, so we couldn't dive into everything, but I hope it gives you some good insights about your own astrology chart. Coming up on the program in November, I'm going to have some wonderful guests. We're going to talk about healing and how to continually work with energies that need to be healed in your life. A woman named Deborah Lloyd is going to be here talking about one of her books and her healing journey. And then Irma K. Sawyer will be back on the program to talk about healing your family of origin wounds. That's a powerful topic. It's a big area for many light workers, for many indigos, for many people who are looking to end some unconscious energies and karma. So join me when Irma will be on the program. That's going to be later on in November. And as always, know that you can find out more about what I'm offering and sharing with you on my website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. And you'll see all of my books. I have 5 books out right now, and those are all designed to help you discover more about your energy and your path. I also have some free affirmations that you can check out. Those are original channeled affirmations. And be sure and download my free 44-page guide that's all about ridiculously loving and celebrating yourself now. All stuff that I just want you to have and enjoy, because I know that we go through different cycles in our lives, and times can be tougher and times can be easier. And we don't always share with the world what we're going through. But I hope that the resources I have for you can be really supportive, whatever you are experiencing or going through right now. And one more announcement. SpiritualityUniversity.com was opened and released this past summer. And it has been wonderful that so many of you are looking for these types of online mastery courses. SpiritualityUniversity.com is something that I created and founded, and it is growing and building and evolving, and there's wonderful information that's going to be coming out from new teachers over the next months and years. So please check out SpiritualityUniversity.com. See if that resonates with you, and get on the email list, because that's where the updates happen. That's where we share the latest releases and special deals on new courses. Just a lot of good information, and it's so important right now that you know you have resources for whatever you are going through. Some classes, full disclosure, some classes have actually been slowed down because we had to do a few upgrades to the technology. We had to work some things around behind the scenes. So we have just, I think, just two classes out right now, but more are coming. So just for you to be aware of. Okay, let's dive into your awesome questions. Let's see here. I'm going to start with a question about astrology, because I talk about astrology a lot on this program. As an astrologer, it's a passion. And I talk about the big transits. And so this question is from Gina, and she's wondering, are astrology transits happening for everyone? It doesn't look like it. And I love that. I just thought that was brilliant. It doesn't look like it. Yeah, it's true. It doesn't look like it. It doesn't look like things are affecting everyone or happening to every person on the planet. And that's great. I mean, that's by design, because that would just create more chaos. But energetically, astrological transits are happening for everyone, but in different ways. And so it will depend on how the transits are working with you specifically in your natal astrology chart. Now, for some people, this has been a more intense time, and I've touched on that throughout this year, especially if you have planets at 11, 12, or 13 degrees of Aries, Cancer, Libra, or Capricorn. Those have been the hot spots of energy, especially in 2014. And it's really a small percentage of people. It's not like it's the whole population. Now, these people with those 12 degrees, 13 degree points are going through deeper changes, but you might not even see it because it could be happening in their inner world, in their personal lives. It's not something that is taking place, you know, online or outside of their front door. So, yes, everyone feels these energies, and in different ways, in ways that are specific to them and to their journey, also specific to their level of consciousness. Because you might not be conscious enough to understand some of the bigger things that are happening. This is especially true in Earth consciousness and separation consciousness, which I talk about more on my website. But essentially it means that when you are conscious of energy and how it's working, you are in tune and aware of these astrological transits more so than other people. And that is always to your advantage, I believe. I believe that's always something that works with you and to connect you with your choices and your power. Coming up in 2015, I mentioned those 11, 12, 13 degree points. Well, it's going to move forward. And it's going, the hot spots are going to be 13, 14, and 15 degrees of Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. And that's specifically connected to Pluto and Uranus in those signs. So I'll talk more about that in 2015, which will be here soon. But just so you know, just like everything, you know, astrology affects people in different ways. And the more conscious you are and the more in tune you are with your own energy, the more you're able to embrace the transits and the energies as they happen. So thank you, Gina. That's a good question. Okay, the next one is a lovely question from Glenn. And Glenn asks, what are spirit animals and how do I know if I have one? And this is fun. This is such a fun topic because, first of all, if you love animals, you're going to love spirit animals if it's new to you. Spirit animals are essentially recognized as guides who are giving you messages about your path, about your lessons and themes right now. And spirit guides are animals that are showing up for you or coming up strongly in your awareness because you are seeing them in many places or you are drawn to them. And every animal has different energies, wisdom, gifts, lessons, and every animal has different messages to offer us. And perhaps you're aware of the work of Stephen Farmer, or perhaps you're not, but I would recommend checking out Stephen Farmer's information. He has a website called earthmagic.com. Net, and he is known as an expert on spirit guide animals, power animals, and can give you a lot more information about animals, including some oracle readings and some cool cards. Throughout your life, you might have one spirit animal that is you're really drawn to or that always resonates with you. It could be something like a lion or a tiger or a bear. Oh my. It could be one of those animals that you always are drawn to, in which case that would be one of your spirit guides or spirit animals. It could be that throughout your life you have different animals you're drawn to or different animals that show up. And that it changes depending on what you're learning, where you are in your journey, what the phase of your growth is. I can share with you that just this past summer, we went on a cruise, an Alaskan cruise to Alaska. And on the cruise, lots of whales, lots of dolphins, lots of marine animals showed up. Now, obviously, that would be the case, right, with being on a cruise. But it was these were animals that had been showing up even more regularly. And so then to see them in their natural habitat was really amazing and really beautiful. And they have messages for us. When you come in contact with an animal, there's an energetic vibration there that's giving you a message. So as you start to notice it more and discover it more, it could be something you really enjoy exploring and understanding. For example, an owl. You know, is there to show you wisdom, something to look at through the dark, things you can't see in the dark, you know, mysteries that are revealed, something coming to light. It's a very mystical animal. Owls are revered for their wisdom, for their brilliance, for being observers, for taking very careful actions. So as you come in contact with animals, check them out and see what messages are resonating with you right now. And this is a bigger area of study to go into on your spiritual path if you so desire. So thank you, Glenn. Great question. And you also asked, do you have a spirit animal, spirit guide? And I would say yes, and that's part of the joy is discovering what that is or what animal has shown up for you regularly on your path. And you can Google spirit animals, animal guides, totem guides. Anything like that is going to bring you into contact with more messages from animals. Now let's look at here, solar flares. This is a great question. The solar flares have been really intense in the past few weeks and have been bombarding me. I have felt exhausted, hungry, sleepless, more fatigued than normal, followed by big shots of energy. The solar flares have been so powerful that every day has been unpredictable. I think I'm more sensitive than most people, but I would love to know, Molly, do you have any suggestions for self-care? And this is from Laura. And Laura, I relate. I relate to the solar flares because there are some nights I too am sleepless or I feel more fatigue where you just need a nap at 3 p.m. or I'm starving between 3 p.m. and midnight, and if it's not nailed down, I'll eat it. So this is a really important question because it's something that we can make connections between. One of the websites that will help you keep a eye or a tally on the solar flare activities is a website called spaceweather.com. spaceweather.com. And the energies and solar flares of October have been exceptionally high. There's just been a lot coming from the sun. And what happens is that the sun emits these solar flares and coronal mass ejections right from the surface of the sun. They come towards our little sweet planet. And because our planet has magnetic forces around it, the solar flares don't directly hit us. Rather, they go around the atmosphere of the Earth, and they actually go to the backside of the Earth and show up as the northern lights. The northern lights are energies from the sun. And so when there are more solar flares, the northern lights are brighter, more active, stronger. But then we think about how this affects us and our little human shells and that are mostly composed of water and how we can take care of ourselves with these surges of energy. And some things I recommend, Laura, is to trust your body. Just trust the messages of your body. If you need more food, eat more protein, whole grains, veggies, fruits, all the good stuff that your body can use and do something with. Be sure and get lots of water because that's going to help your body be replenished. Obviously, it also helps with grounding. I recommend also eating foods that are from the ground and have a grounding quality, such as root vegetables. I actually find nuts to be very beneficial and grounding because they are from trees typically. So nuts are good. And also exercise, even just a walk, a 10-minute walk, can help move energy through you, especially if you're feeling anxious, nervous. If anything's coming up that's just making you really uncomfortable, a walk is going to help move that energy. Any kind of exercise, any yoga, breathing exercises, all of it is essential, and so is meditation. And that's because all of these bring you back to your body, honoring your body, trusting your body, listening to its messages, and that's really one of the best ways to take care of yourself when the energies outside are so strong. The ability to just go back to the simple things of taking care of your body is really going to help navigate it. Also to know that it is related to the planetary energies, that it is related to something bigger than us. Solar flares are real. They're a scientific element. They're a scientific studied energy. And when they are powerful, they can knock out electric grids. They are strong. So know that they are real. It's not just a woo-woo thing. It's not just esoteric. It's real. And so it affects each of us differently. And if you're more sensitive, then you just have to be practicing more self-care during these times. So again, check out faceweather.com. It will give you some reports and updates and kind of just let you know what's going on. And it will help you understand, too, that there are just going to be more times that you'll require more sleep and more food and to trust those messages from your body. So thank you, Laura. Great question, especially for the month of October here. Okay, so let's go into, this one's a little bit of a longer question. And it's from a woman who provided her name on the form but wanted to remain anonymous on the radio. So I'm going to honor that, and we're just going to call her Anonymous, Miss Anonymous. And she's part of a mastermind group. And so what she was describing was that she's part of a mastermind group of 8 women who are spiritual entrepreneurs. And she has been in the group for a while now and essentially has realized that it's not what she thought it would be. She says that, she doesn't want to name any names, but that she's realized that a lot of these women are actually really insecure, petty, jealous, gossip, and they like join forces to take down other entrepreneurs or other people who are out there in the world doing their work. And she came to this realization after she participated in some of the, she kind of called it mean girl stuff, but she energetically participated in this lower consciousness activities, and she is now starting to question the purpose of a mastermind and how can she contribute more consciousness and growth to a group, of people that she thought were better in their spiritual practices than they actually are. And so Miss Anonymous basically said, I don't know what to do because I like what I get from the group most of the time, but it's hit and miss. Do I stay or do I go? And so that's why she wants to know how to add more consciousness to a group. And I think, Miss Anonymous, this is a good question because there are a lot of masterminds groups out there these days. And, the purpose of a mastermind is to share information, share knowledge, support each other, help with best practices and how to build up your business, especially as an entrepreneur. So there's a lot of really good benefits of a mastermind group. And just like any group, they have different energies, different styles, different traits. And so you're discovering that maybe this one is a 50-50 match instead of a 100% match. And so in terms of adding consciousness to a group, one thing that you can do is to simply and objectively describe behaviors or describe what you're witnessing in a way that says, I've observed over the past few months that this, and this have been some of the practices or comments, and I would love for us to perhaps move forward and to add a little bit more to this group that is positive and uplifting, to benefit all of us. Instead of trying to take other people down, let's return to building ourselves up and our businesses. So you can make statements like that. You can just kind of be this come back to center person who says, okay, we got off track here. Let's rein it back in. You can also ask questions. Why are we directing our energy this way? Why are we doing this? What's the purpose of this? I'm not seeing the value in this. What do you see the value? You can ask questions, Ms. Anonymous, that help people explain where they're coming from or their intentions, and you're gathering more information, essentially. Now, all that being said, you could reach a realization that this isn't the right fit for you and it's not the right group for you. And that is 100% okay, too, if you're really not getting what you need to. And, you know, the mastermind can be a financial strain if you're not getting what you need to. And if everything is falling apart, really, and or everyone's trying to keep things together and it's really not working, you know, maybe it is better to move forward or to look for another group or to do something that really honors you. So in terms of adding more consciousness to a group, you want to do it in a way that is objective, where there's no blame, you're not trying to point fingers, you're simply highlighting behaviors or attitudes, and you're asking questions and giving your perspective and understanding. And so truthfully, you can only add more consciousness to yourself, because the group dynamics are really not fully in your control. All you can do is come back to you and say, is this helping my business? Is this helping develop what I need? And that's where you raise the consciousness in the group, is by raising it in yourself, which is a very powerful place to be. And yes, it could mean change, but perhaps that change is really, truly a blessing that's going to lead you to something better. So keep that in mind, and I hope this has addressed what you're going through, because a mastermind group should be really, to be empowered, it feels good about itself. And it isn't threatened by others. It isn't focused on others. It's really all about, how can I be better as a woman, as a person in my business? How can I improve myself? And it's not about trying to disrespect or, quote, unquote, take down anybody else. So that's some serious red flags, and good for you for noticing them and looking for the right answer for you. Now I have, let's see here, we have our final question, and this one is from Sophia. And Sophia is being very honest in her inquiry, and she's talking about the fact that she's really afraid. She says, I've been doing my spiritual work and sharing my spiritual messages for a while now, and I've had great success. However, I'm also afraid. I'm afraid of opportunities not happening. I'm afraid of situations not coming together. I'm afraid of others being better than me. And I'm afraid that this career I have might be falling apart. My fear is paralyzing me, and I don't know where to go with it. How do I move through it, Molly? Because I know I have important messages, but my fear just feels so strong at times. And Sophia, what a brave question. What a wonderful acknowledgement of where you're at right now. Simply identifying the fear shifts the energy. Because instead of it being something that's happening behind you or in the periphery, you've called it in front of you to look at and see it. And so you're acknowledging that there is fear. That is a great place to start. just from what you explained and what you shared, it sounds like you're really struggling with valuing yourself and how you do things, and that it's showing up as being competitive or being ego-based, and that your fear is reflecting that you don't feel good enough or that you don't believe in yourself, that you're not really valuing your own unique style, your own unique take on things. And so this is about self-worth, that fear, and it's about valuing yourself. And this isn't, the self-worth stuff is ongoing. It's an ongoing practice. It's something that you continually reinforce and give those messages to yourself. And so what you're sharing, Sophia, is that you're ready to value yourself more and to move away from competitive perspective, to move away from the ego perspective, which will keep you feeling that it's not good enough or competitive, or that you have to do something to get something. You know, there's really a giant shift happening for you here. This could show up, too, in your astrology chart if you want to talk more about it and more specifically. But the fear that's coming up is really just the potential for you to love and value yourself more. And that is really your work right now. So you've identified the fear. You see where it's coming from. And now it's about doing the work around that self-value, self-worth, self-love. And, you know, I guess I'm feeling like you want to make sure that you're not trying to be an imitation of anybody else. You're not trying to copy what other people are doing. I want you to return to Sophia and to your light, your messages. You know, when you're in meditation, what comes through? When you're inspired, what does that feel like? When you're creative, what is that? You know, return to those parts of you that are uniquely you and stop looking at others. That can really help right away is to not even look at others or what they're doing, to not even care. Because the truth is that you're valuable for being here. You're valuable for what you're sharing. And there's no competition. There's nothing that you have to do to outdo another or to be or feel more loved or more validated. That all comes from within. And I know you know this just because of what you've shared. It's, you know, you've been around the block long enough to know this, but sometimes we just have to hear it. We just have to hear it in our own heads from another source. So I would say that what you want to do right now is cut out and shut down looking at what other people are doing. Return to your creative inspirations. Trust what comes through. Trust what feels good. And practice loving yourself at this time. Practice really loving your unique style, take, messages, all of that. And that's then the place where you're going to feel less afraid, more connected, all kinds of good things. Even when the fear is overwhelming or paralyzing, you can always work through it. And this could even involve doing some body work, such as acupuncture, anything that involves moving energy through the body, you know, Reiki, massage even helps, yoga, Tai Chi, acupressure. There's so many different healing modalities now. So look into that and set some new intentions for yourself, some higher intentions that return you to your self-love and to your beautiful gifts. And I really appreciate your candor with this question, Sophia, because I think that you are going to help other people who are also feeling afraid but didn't know how to give it a voice. So, friends, our time is up. We had more great questions. Thank you, everybody, for sending in your inquiries. And I hope that you can join me in November as I talk about more astrology, more consciousness, and more spirituality topics. Plus, we'll have some really great guests, as I mentioned before. So thank you for being here, everybody. I hope that this has been useful information for you. And until we meet again, I wish you the very best and namaste.
Moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive. I wish that I could have this moment.